Dragon's Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Dog Nation. Looking forward to that. Steven says, Bill, and he's down in Baton Rouge. Had a tournament in Baton Rouge, baseball tournament, back in April. He said this was 12-year-olds. The team name was from California, but they had players from every time zone. It was a three-day tournament, and he says, mind you, it was a 12-year-old. Tournament. 12U. That's very common. Teams from one state assemble a team made up of players from all over the place. And if you need to rent a player, fly a guy in that's not even really much part of your team to pitch that day, if you really need it. That is a you're not going to see that in rec ball, and you're not going to see it every day in travel ball either, but it is common. It does happen. And I know players who are prodigies, and of course their parents tell them how good they are, and everybody's patting them on the back in travel baseball, and they'll just hop from team to team. They don't stay with a group. They go from team to team. And sometimes they'll join a team for the weekend that they don't really even know. It's just a really good team. He's very well known as a player. He gets contacted. We'll fly you in here. We'll put you up, bring your parents, and we'll put you out there this weekend. Now think about the politics of that. And then you have the parents on the team, on the current team, that their baby is losing playing time because of this. How about that little dynamic? And they're spending all their money being loyal to the team. The politics of that, folks, are endless. Are endless. You parents who have kids, and lots of you do. My kids have moved on, or the ones that are of that age don't like baseball. My youngest three boys quit baseball by the time they were in sixth grade. Hated it. Now my older two loved it. Played it all the way up. As far as they could go. But the younger ones, man, just standing around waiting for something to happen. My oldest in high school, not my oldest, but my high school senior, he's about to graduate. He played up through seventh grade. I used to go watch him play in junior high games and all that. And right after that, he said, Dad, I don't like it. I'm not doing it. I said, fine. You're not hurting my feelings at all. Matter of fact, you're saving me a whole lot of time. Thank you for that. I could be on a mower somewhere here in the yard. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, who thinks Spurrier should be on the Mount Rushmore of coaches? He says, great coach, but not Bear, Bowden, Saban, or Dr. Tom. Well, it depends. Now, if it's a national Mount Rushmore, I don't know that Spurrier would be in the four. Probably wouldn't. But I will say this. Steve Spurrier, when you write the book on the SEC in football, he is a dynamic individual name in the history of the SEC. Whether it's he won a Heisman doing the game, playing the game at quarterback in, what, 66, or comes back to Florida few years later as the head coach after winning at Duke and transforming Florida into no longer just a rumor. No longer was Florida just speculated on how good they could be. Somebody just finally tapped into it. Spurrier. Nobody else ever tapped into it. Now, Charlie Pell got close, and then, of course, that blew up. Galen Hall came in after him. That blew up. Before him, you had names like Doug Dickey, etc. And there was always the rumor, growing up as a kid in the 70s, about how good Florida ought to be. And at that point, all it was continued talk about how good they should be. It's just they never were. Well, they would have their moments, but they never could sustain anything to prove that theory as being right. Spurrier gets it, not only confirms the theory about what Florida can be, but he also injects into a league a passing dynamic that this league had not seen. So Spurrier, if you're writing the book on the most popular league in America, the SEC, and you're keeping it to football, Spurrier is a very important part of that book. Bear Bryant, obviously. Nick Saban, lots of names we can throw in there. That's not what I'm trying to do here. You can go back to the general. You can go back to the formation of the SEC in 1933 in a hotel in Knoxville, Tennessee. That hotel, by the way, is still there. That's where it was formed. Would I put him on the Mount Rushmore nationally? Probably not. Now, you know I'm a Spurrier shill. So if anybody's going to probably prop him up even higher than maybe he should be propped up, it'd be me. I love that guy. He is so good at everything, and he's also really good radio. So I'm biased there, too. But, yeah, and Bud Wilkinson, I mean, there's names you would have to get four to fit on there. Only two fit on there without debate, and that's Bear and Saban. Yeah, I know, same school. I'm sorry. I didn't pick the school. Just happens to be Alabama. After that, you can debate the other two. And I think have a reasonable case on your hands to debate them. Yeah, I think you could take the other two and really make a legit argument. 614, Rob. Non-conference games most excited. Well, he's got the backyard brawl. The backyard brawl isn't an every year occurrence anymore, but they're going to play it again this year for the first time in a few years. That's Pitt versus West Virginia. 614, Rob. Bill, these two fan bases absolutely hate each other. This could get nasty. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. September 1, West Virginia and Pitt. They've got on there the Florida-Utah game, the Oregon-Georgia game, the Alabama-Texas game, Notre Dame-Ohio State. Now, this is September 2. Iowa State-Iowa. OU-Nebraska plays for the first time in a while. That used to be such a rivalry. Penn State-Auburn. This time Penn State goes down to more damn Eagle country. But yes, you're right. The backyard brawl is underrated. Now, for the nation, it's hard. The nation doesn't grasp on as much as they probably could with that rivalry. But that is a nasty rivalry. Underrated on the list rivalry, no doubt. It's also faded because they haven't been playing. That hurts, too. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch country. Bill, I'm all for kids playing travel ball, but the way some parents have made it so hyper-competitive destroys the fun of it. How many of these kids are going to make it to the pros? Probably in any random league, none. Now, there'll be kids, I mean, that are in some travel deal right now who get onto the Major League Baseball. We all know that. But if you're just grabbing, just going to... I'm thinking about how many... We have, from my time and my boy's time, a player that last year got drafted in the first round. And it's the son of Kevin Jarvis. Saw him in little league ball, saw him in junior high ball, saw him in high school. He wasn't any good at all until high school. Junior high ball, we would pitch him. He'd melt down on the mound, had to pull him. Couldn't throw a strike. Little league ball under that wasn't very good. High school ball, got good. Went to college, got real good. Picked in the first round. Bryce Jarvis. He is not related to the coach Jarvis at Belmont. His son is Logan Jarvis. Yeah, but Bryce Jarvis was the Duke pitcher and the infamous Kumar Rocker no-hitter in the NCAA tournament. Duke was in Nashville. Nashvillian, 6'1", 5'er, Bryce Jarvis was the pitcher on the other mound, who basically almost threw a no-hitter as well. What did he, you Vandy fans, what did he throw, like a two-hitter? Wasn't it a 1-0 game for Rocker? Yeah, Bryce Jarvis was on the mound opposite Rocker. Saw that kid play all the way up. Wasn't any good at all. You wouldn't even notice him until high school, and then boom. And again, his dad's Kevin Jarvis, longtime Major League Baseball pitcher. And that's rare. Jim and Jupiter, travel ball is bad, Bill. I played football, baseball, basketball. I even wrestled as a kid. That's why I can do a keg stand at 49 years of age. That's it. That's how you did that. Yeah, he was there for the spring game, right? His daughter, who's a freshman there, said, "Dad, look at the boys over there doing keg stands. You go do it." And he did it. Put him to shame, too, according to the legend. He showed us pictures. Somebody had to get video. I need a video of this, too. All right, Griff's coming up. Right around the corner. Mike Griffith, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume coming through Hendersonville right now. Vietnam Vets headed towards I-65. Just busy, we would expect, 65 there at Trinity Lane. It's still some traffic volume on I-40 through Kingston Springs. You got all that traffic coming in from Hickman County, Dixon County. Some radar out there on I-40 around 8:40 this morning. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person with two locations, downtown Gatlinburg on the Parkway and also at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Whip, were you on Fine Bomb yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
I missed it. Alan in Tampa was watching, and he called last hour, and he said you were on. Now, you were talking about Billy Napier. What were you saying to Fine Bomb about Napier and Spurrier?
Well, I was saying they've got one of the greatest resources in college football in their backyard, and they're crazy for not using him more. I'm not sure why he's not the Florida head coach, if you want to know the truth. Think about it. You know, you got a light bulb factory, and you got Thomas Edison living next door, and you don't employ him. I mean, it's crazy when you think about how qualified Steve Spurrier is to be doing more than, you know, just golfing here and there. If I'm Billy Napier, I'm doing everything I can to get Steve Spurrier involved.
Is he not?
Well, I would say he probably isn't. I would say it's the Nick Saban method. And, to me, I'm just, like I said, flabbergasted that you've got a resource that close that's not more heavily involved.
Now, you talk to Spurrier more than me, and I'm a huge Spurrier guy, obviously. But I don't know that he'd be interested in, would he want to spend his time doing that?
I don't know, Bill. It was a comment about a young, inexperienced coach from Louisiana.
Right.
That Florida hired, that's been anointed. and having a resource like Steve Spurrier, who's been retired a couple of years, last time he coached in some pro league, he won that too. I'm just saying, I think sometimes people overlook their resources. And, you know, people write off Steve Spurrier, you know, like he's done. And I think he's an unbelievable resource. I mean, he's clearly active in the community. He's got enough time to run a grill, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. My only point was, if I'm Florida, I would be making sure I'm doing everything to have Steve Spurrier involved, and I would be doing it visibly. I mean, ask Alabama fans what they would give to have 10 more years of Paul Bear Bryant after his death and how they would have taken advantage of that. I just think Steve Spurrier is tremendously overlooked.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation, joins us every Tuesday. Griff, once we get to the spring meetings, obviously down in Destin, and then the football media days in July, and the media is going to pick their teams, and Georgia is going to be the overwhelming favorite in the East, Alabama in the West. But after that, I know I've asked you about this, but do you think it's realistic that Tennessee be picked number two in the East?
Why not? They got the best returning quarterback in the league, and from a proficiency standpoint, you know, they've got a first-year coach that proved he could put up points on anybody. And, you know, you saw the improvement they made in year one through the portal after losing, what, 43 guys? And now you're going to give Tennessee a little bit of stability? So why wouldn't we have some confidence that Tennessee could have some upward mobility in the East? Kentucky's right there. They've got a projected first-round draft pick at quarterback. See, that's what's different about the East this year, outside of Georgia. You know, last year Georgia played a lot of first-year quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Georgia's historically good defense. I mean, they had five guys picked in the first round. But take a look at the quarterbacks they played against. And they weren't real good. And when they played against a really good one, they got lit up pretty good in the SEC title game. Now, the national championship game was a different story, and some of that was the fact that Alabama was missing a receiver or two, and some of that was that Georgia changed the game plan up. I think those both were factors. But I don't think it's ridiculous to make the case that Tennessee, with Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker back, could be a challenger, or Kentucky for that matter. And I'm not ready to bury Florida yet, even though I've got my questions about Billy Napier. I mean, Florida should have beat Alabama last year. Florida had Georgia, you know, 3-0 at the end of the first half before their meltdown. So, you know, I don't think any of those teams are too far out there. Now, Missouri missed JT Daniels in the portal. Eli Drinkwitz couldn't close the deal. I know for a fact that Daniels' family was interested. I know there was a chance JT was going to go there, and Missouri couldn't close the deal. For whatever reason, they weren't able to do it, and they ended up with some other quarterback I'd never heard of. So Missouri really missed out on a chance to make themselves a contender if they would have gotten JT Daniels. So, you know, don't feel sorry for Eli. He had it, and he blew it. You know, Vanderbilt doesn't care about football. We know that. You know, South Carolina is a little bit of a wild card, you know, with Spencer Rattler and feel-good Shane Beamer. I mean, who knows? Maybe they beat a team or two they're not supposed to. So I think the East battle is going to be intriguing.
You're a baseball softball guy. I know that. How hard will it be for Tennessee to maintain this all the way to Omaha?
Well, they've lost three out of their last six games, so I don't know that they're really maintaining anything right now. I mean, I think they got to get the engine fired back up. You saw Vitello do some different things with his pitching staff, starting Ben Joyce, and, you know, maybe trying to, you know, rest some tired arms, you know, deal with some of the same attrition everybody else goes through. I mean, he was still trying to win games. I mean, the night before Georgia beat him, he said he wanted his team in playoff mode. I don't think they went out there and laid down when Georgia beat him 8-3. Georgia just played really good baseball. And Tennessee's got a big target. I mean, hey, when you're number one, and I think this is the best SEC baseball. I was talking to Glenn Gilbo. I know you've had him on a time or two. A buddy of mine down there in Louisiana that's covered LSU for a long time. And this is probably the best SEC baseball team since 1997 LSU. That's saying a mouthful. We're saying Tennessee baseball has the best SEC team in the regular season since 1990, in 25 years, okay, that's how good Tennessee baseball is. They're 33-3 at home. They'll go 34-3 tonight, right? And they'll finish 34-3. I mean, that's amazing. It's a great environment. It's a fiery coach. But listen, Vitello knows now's not when you want to peak, okay? And I think you're going to see a different Tennessee team once regionals start. I don't know what they're going to do in Birmingham. You know, these tournaments, SEC baseball and SEC softball, really even SEC basketball, these committees are lazy or dumb or something because they don't really look at what you do in the tournaments that much. So coaches have figured out, why the hell do I want to spend 3 or 4 days there? I mean, why do I want to burn my kids out in a league tournament that's completely meaningless? If you want it to mean something, then it needs to factor into the seedings. And it doesn't. We've seen it time and time again where it doesn't matter. So either the NCAA needs to respond to how these teams play in the tournaments, or these coaches that are sandbagging, that aren't putting their best out, and I don't blame them. Think about it. That's not the big prize. It really isn't. I mean, what really matters is how you do. Do you really want to spend 3 or 4 days in a conference tournament and then turn around and have to go through the gauntlet to reach the World Series? No, of course you don't. You don't want to burn your pitching. You don't want to burn your players. And it's unfortunate. Now, if there was seeding on the line, then yeah. So I don't know if Tennessee baseball. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say they don't want to win, but if you've got some tired arms, and the goal is to win the College World Series, how important is the SEC baseball tournament? So a lot to think about there. But I think once regional play starts, I think you'll see the Vols back in full swing, and I would take them over the field to win the College World Series.
Mississippi State, I think, Griff, went 2-0 last year in the SEC tournament and won everything.
Right. To your point, right? This year they won't even make it. Are they even going to make the trying to think. Was Mississippi State even going to make
it? As of right now, they wouldn't. As of today, they wouldn't. And they get Tennessee this next weekend.
Yeah, well, last year LSU shouldn't have either, and somebody on the committee felt sorry for their coach and put them in over Georgia. So you got a lot of that crap going on, too. There needs to be more transparency in these selection committees. We got a real problem. You know, what somebody was the department head somewhere for 25 years, and they put them on a committee, and they do something stupid like that. I've seen it over and over in the women's softball tournaments, and some of the worst seating you'll ever see. This will be a cute matchup. Yeah, but that team doesn't deserve to be there. You know, how about we just seed it based on merit? You know, that's part of my issue with some of these committees. What is it? What is it? How do you qualify to be on a committee? Who are these people? What makes them experts? They might know more about your rose bush than they do the sport.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation joins us. You still feel pretty good about Georgia's chances with Arch Manning?
Not as good. The longer it goes, the more you wonder. And I've heard LSU is Brian Kelly and LSU now. It was just a matter of time. You know, I mean, he's from New Orleans, and Brian Kelly, there's a reason why this guy's a winner. I know the people in the South make fun of him, but I'm telling you, what he did at Grand Valley State, what he did at Cincinnati, what he did at Notre Dame, this guy's a winner. I don't know if he's going to do it at LSU. I'll tell you what, getting Arch Manning would go a long way toward that, right? I mean, this is a big prize, and he's an in-state kid for LSU. So I think the longer it goes, the more I wonder. I don't necessarily think Georgia doesn't get him. I'm not saying I don't think it'll happen, but if you're asking me if I'm as confident as I was a week ago, no, I'm not. Now, June, the first weekend in June's coming up, and I think Arch is supposed to be here. And, you know, Kirby is the best recruiter in the country. I think the ratings and the NFL players produced show that. So I think Georgia's still the favorite, but the longer it goes, the more I wonder.
You still think Texas has a shot?
Yeah, they got a shot, and they got all the money in the world. Why don't they? They got a guy with a Lamborghini NIL deal. You know, they got money. Money talks, right? If Arch Manning went to Texas, he'd be an instant legend. He still got to go out on the field and win games, but Steve Sarkisian's a great football coach, and he's an attractive coordinator to play for, and that's a big decision. That's a big part of the decision is the relationship that the quarterback has and the level of buy-in into the offense, and you know, Sark's offensive has done, but you know what? Todd Monken has done some pretty good things at Georgia, too. I mean, JT Daniels was the leading returning passer going into last year before his injury. threw 400 yards in his debut in that Monken offense. I don't think Arch would be running the same offense Stetson Bennett is, which is this, you know, play-action shot play deal. I think you'd see more of the multi-receiver air raid principles that you saw with JT. So everybody's got a little something to offer. In the end, I mean, this is going to be a Manning brand decision, and it could go a lot of different ways.
Griff, have a fantastic week, sir. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I agree with Griff. Florida should just give Steve a job. Woody Hayes stayed on at Ohio State until he died. He helped so many people graduate and get jobs, and if Earl needed any advice, he was always there for the program. Here's the question, though. When Gary Moeller got fired at Michigan, did Ann Moeller stay on? That's what Josh wants to know. Even though Josh did not tweet that, I'm throwing that out there for Josh. Hope most of you got that. Did some of you not get that? If that went up over your head, I'm sorry. You have to know some meticulous details on the show to get that one. Yeah, if you're driving down the road and your 10-year-old's in the car, you're safe. You don't have to explain that one. You're safe. The goat down on the air because Bill Griff is crazy. Napier takes all the recruits to Spurrier's restaurant when they come to visit. Spurrier has even come out and said how him and Napier have spoken often. I don't know. Griff doesn't think it's good enough. He doesn't think it's good enough, man. Jeff, too. Bill, I saw a segment on HBO, Real Sports. They chronicled a 13-year-old who traveled for baseball. Parents said they'd spend up to $150,000 by the time the kid was in high school. They said they did it to help him with a potential baseball scholarship. Bill, you can't fix stupid. That's true. Let me tell you something. That kid, if he's good enough, he's going to get where he's going to get without all that money being spent. Taylor down in Georgia says, and this is, I was talking about my younger boys all quit baseball by the time, heck, one of them made it to seventh grade, the others quit in elementary school. My two older ones played all the way up and planned on playing in college. One of them played a year in college, but then the other one had an injury. But my point is about the younger guys. Taylor says, look, a lot of the kids under 25 do not have the attention span to watch a 3-plus-hour baseball game. He says, I can watch my Braves every night like a routine, but my brother can't make it through 3 innings. That is a really good point. The future generations can't sit through ball 1, strike 1. The count is now 1-2. 2-2, he fouled a ball off. That's not happening fast enough. Batter walks. He's on first base. That ain't getting it, y'all. That's just not getting it. Now, I love the college game. I can watch that, but the younger, no. I don't think they can. He's right. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen tons of radar out here, and you're going to see a lot of it throughout the day. Traffic still moving right now on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area. Still some traffic here on 65 trying to get past Trinity Lane, Eaton's Creek at Little Marlboro. That's a crash being cleared up in the Jolton area. Did have some injuries. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person with two locations in downtown Gatlinburg on the Parkway or online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
At the end of a long, stressful day, you need the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager by True Medic. At last, you don't need to make an appointment for a professional massage. It's portable and rechargeable. Order the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager plus heat, designed to deliver a deeply penetrating shiatsu massage to relieve aches and pains. The adjustable arm sleeves give you complete control of the intensity of your massage. The retail price is $299. QVC sells it for $199. But in this special radio offer, it is yours for just $79. Plus, we will throw in free shipping. Enjoy Magic Hands in the comfort of your own home with a recertified demo model, the True Medic Massager. Just $79 with a full one-year manufacturer's warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. True Medic, a brand favored by Oprah and popular with celebrities. Call now or go online for this special radio offer of just $79. Visit www.ordermagichands.com. That's ordermagichands.com. Or call 877-469-1669.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/strikeandspare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done, and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first, and Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
The GOAT down on the end with us. Bill, what if the Bear had to coach in today's game? With the limitations on the number of players, is he still as good as he was? Oh, yeah. Now, he would be, if you're looking for where would Bear have problems, it would be today's society and today's spoiled youth. That's where the problems would occur. Bear is a hell of a coach. That would not be a problem. Number of scholarships ain't a problem. Bear would win big at Alabama today with one possible problem. Bear's old school. Bear is a tougher guy than the youth of America could even imagine. And if Bear didn't lighten up some in that capacity, that would probably be a problem. Yeah, that would be a problem. When the Bear coached, and you've seen the Junction Boys. I mean, those guys didn't like that either, and a bunch of them quit. But you didn't have the media, the wussification from the media of America. And and you didn't have all the parents saying, my baby's a delicate little flower, please don't scream at him or her, and please don't spank them if they're in trouble in elementary school, or we're going to sue you. We didn't have that stuff, okay? So the wussification of America would be a problem for the Bear coaching ball. That would be an issue, okay? That'd be an issue for Woody Hayes. Heck, it was an issue for Woody Hayes back then. But, so that's where, if you're looking for where would the Bear not be what he was, that would be a clash. Imagine some goober, mouth-breathing, never did a damn thing in his life other than stand at a lecture in a lecture hall at a school, professor, right? Imagine that guy having a problem with Bear Bryant over Bear making too much money. Can you imagine? Guy slicks his hair back like he's got Grecian formula. I don't know what's that stuff, oil in his hair. And same professor that's got a problem with a Bear, when he's on the Emerald Coast down there, has got black socks on. He's walking on the Emerald Coast with colored socks on. That guy's got a problem with Bear. Somebody bring the Bear back so we can watch this. Can we not do this? Bring the Bear back and let's just see how this goes. Jim down in Jupiter, welcome in. Do we have Jim?
You hear me?
Is Jim. There he is. I hear you. What's up, man?
You know, I have no love for the Gators, but man, what's Griff whining about? I mean,
I don't know.
If he has some proof that Napier is ignoring Spurrier, then let it out. But, I mean, what does he want Napier to do with Spurrier right now? The guy just got there.
Well, here's the other thing. Spurrier doesn't want a coach. So, I don't even know. What are you going to ask him?
Spurrier doesn't
want to grind out hours in some office.
But Griff said he should be the head coach right now. Was Griff not watching Spurrier quit on South Carolina his last year? I mean, that guy, I swear, Griff, I know you love him for the controversy, but the guy makes the dumbest points like any person you've ever had on the show. I mean, Spurrier, what is Spurrier, 70-something now, but he should be the head coach at Florida right now? Come on.
Spurrier's older. In 66, let's say Spurrier was about 22, and that was, what, 60 years? Heck, he may be 80.
Jeez. And that's the guy that you want running your, you know, basically a corporation at that age? Come on.
Well, you're talking about Mullen not recruiting. You think Spurrier would get out and recruit in this environment? God almighty.
Heck. Yeah, I know. And here's the other, another pearl that Griff left. Who said that Sark is a great coach? I mean, seriously.
I had to let that
one go. I've seen the guy. Yeah, that guy said Sark's a great coach. He didn't see Washington, USC. It's a miracle he got this job. I mean, you know, if you want to say Sark has been a great coordinator, that's fine. But I don't think there's anyone on this planet that can say that Sark is a great head coach, except for Griff. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. All right, well, I love calling in after Griff because it's so ridiculous, it's funny.
All right.
You all have
a good one. Yeah, appreciate it.
Got
the break coming up on this rapidly moving Tuesday edition. Market is up 333 points as we sit here currently. If you have some Luna, what do they call that? Terra Luna? What are they? It's still 00018 something. It's hanging out in that area. 000182. I don't know how many people care, but I just threw it out there anyways. That's my favorite little let's point to it stock. Or crypto. Currency. Cryptocurrency. Yeah, what if you hired Bear during this era and you told him we're now paying people in crypto? Think he'd just punch you right in the mouth? Or even saying something like that? Right in the mouth he'd punch you, I'm guessing. Woody would forearm you in the throat. Heck, Bo would do that to you today. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen tons of radar out here, and you're going to see a lot of it throughout the day. Traffic's still moving right now on 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area. Still some traffic here on 65, trying to get past Trinity Lane, Eaton's Creek at Little Marlboro. That's a crash being cleared up in the Jolton area. Did have some injuries. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person with two locations in downtown Gatlinburg on the Parkway or online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Jeff, too. Bill, the Alabama-Texas game on September 10th. It's been announced, by the way, it's going to be on Fox. Fox announced this. And it's going to likely be the noon game. Now, they have not announced that part of it. But they call it, what, the big noon kickoff? You would think that's exactly where they're going to put it. I mean, I would say the odds are 100% that's where it goes, even though, again, that has not, as far as I know, that has not been announced. Anyways, Jeff 2 says some are already complaining about the heat. It's going to be in Austin, Texas. Summertime, baby. Blazing Texas sun. Noon Eastern, 11. They're on Central Time, 11 local time in the ATX. It's going to be hot as heck, yeah. I mean, okay. It's going to be hot in Baton Rouge, too. Going to be hot in Gainesville. Going to be hot in Columbia, South Carolina. Going to be hot in Tuscaloosa. Going to be hot in Vietnam. But, yes, that's a blazing time. I mean, hey, deal with it. It's football. Play Saturday. That is kind of funny, though. People are already complaining about that, huh? Well, see, here's the deal. I'll be watching that game in the comforts of the Wilco kiosk location with air conditioning, refrigeration, private bathroom, unlimited pappies, whatever it takes, and mini games going on at the same time. I'll be all right. I'm not complaining about the weather. I'm good, man. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, Griff needs to get over JT Daniels. He's gone. Let him go. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Ann did not stay on when Gary got fired. She followed Les. You got to know the inside there, y'all. Yeah, you got to know the inside. If you don't know the inside, you don't know what that means. Perry Mason, what about Florida? Griff giving Florida no shot with Arch? Didn't mention him. Did he? No, he didn't mention Florida there. I don't think Florida is good. I mean, I don't know where Arch is going to go. The rumor has been the strongest about Texas. Whether that's the end game or not, I don't know. And I can't tell you he's not going to Florida. I don't get the feeling he is, but I don't know that. That'd be a huge pickup if somehow that happened for Billy Napier. I guess then, I don't know. Would Billy Napier need Spurrier anymore if he went ahead and got Arch Manning? By the way, Spurrier recruited Peyton Manning. Pretty much everybody that could recruited Peyton Manning. Bobby Bowden, everybody recruited him. Major moves in West by God, Virginia. Built severe lack of vision in the ACC. There is a lack of interest in that conference, and bringing in West Virginia for that game plays Virginia Tech, UL, and certain new hate games with Virginia makes that conference more interesting before the ink dries on the invite. I'm not sure I even understand what you're saying. I think I know what you're saying, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I know. But then again. Allen in Tampa. Bill, won't be hot where I'm sitting. Well, it'll be hot in Tampa, but not where you'll be. Is Florida State at home that day? You'll be in the suite. Air condition. Umbrella drinks. Beer, whatever you need. $150 a chicken tenders where he's at. Yeah, he'll be all good. Rob in the 210. Come on now, Bill. You all know that Arch is going to Nashville Auto Diesel College. He looked good there, man. Right there on Gallatin Road. Be good publicity. Yeah. Nashville Auto Diesel College. I was saying earlier that the market is nice and green. Very pretty green right now. Up, it was over 300, close to 400. I think it's in the high 280s right now. Talking about the S&P. Just watch it. If you're new to this, watch it. Watch its mannerisms. Watch the reversal signals during the day, during this chop. If you can master that, you can do well in this. I'm not saying that's easy. No, and obviously news can mess everything up. Any kind of abrupt news could completely change everything. Tomorrow, Brett Ciancia will check in. Pick six previews. He's been out in the Pac-12 doing his work. And Blake Ruffino down in the boot. Blake will check in tomorrow like he always does at the top of hour number two. Archives will be up, some of them already up. If you missed part of the show and you want to go back, you want to hear Cosby Cattleman talking about how he snuck in airplane bottles in a bra, you can go back and catch that part. That was yesterday. Or you want to hear Griff lament the fact that apparently Billy Napier doesn't worship Steve Spurrier enough, you can go back and hear that too, in case you missed it. Or the part about Sark being a great G-word coach. Great. Yeah, if you just want to confirm he said that, go ahead. I don't need to confirm it, but you might want to go back and just make sure that sentence was uttered here on the show. At Patton underscore Cook, at Bill is King. Going to be a nice day here in the 615. Looking forward to it. Oh, some baseball tonight. Yes, I'm happy about that now. Now, Elon, is he bluffing us? He's holding out for a better deal, or is he totally bluffing? See, I love him. I love him no matter what. Don't short my boy, okay? Don't do it. It could be hurtful. Lodge pop.